Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Robin Goldsmith, and in this show, we are going to discuss a topic raised in my seminar, Proactive Testing, Risk-Based Planning, Cut Software Overruns. And that topic is how proactive testing can be the project manager's success secret. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. Now, in my experience, testing typically takes up about half of a software project. And yet, very few project managers pay much attention to testing. They don't know much about how to plan it and how to manage it, and they really don't accord it much attention. And you know, leaving roughly half of a project essentially unmanaged strikes me as being a really risky way to run a project. And so, just for starters, I'm going to suggest that project managers would be well advised to indeed pay attention to testing, to that half of the project that's not getting the attention now. And it's especially important because the testing, if the testing is not done well, then defects are going to get through that are very likely to have significant impacts on costs, cost overruns, schedule overruns, delays, and dissatisfied users. Okay. The poor quality, late, over budget are largely attributable to the types of problems that testing really should be catching. And the project manager, it's in his or her best interest, own self-interest, to make sure that the things that might undercut the project's success are dealt with more appropriately. And that's what testing is all about. Now, project managers are not alone in having difficulty understanding how to plan and manage testing activities. The fact is that there are a lot of managers of testing organizations, test managers and test leads and similarly titled or similar functions. There are a lot of people who have responsibility for testing who frankly don't have a real good background, a real good understanding of how to apply proven management techniques to the testing. And so we have this situation where a project manager who doesn't pay attention to testing is essentially delegating the management of the testing to somebody in the testing group, and there's a good chance that whoever they delegate to also doesn't know much about managing testing and testing projects. Now, there is a lot to be gained purely by paying attention, by applying to testing the same types of project management techniques that are applied to development. And I recognize that development still has many problems, but the fact is that it's been found time and time again that project management can improve the situation, that you can indeed manage a development project applying project management principles and techniques, and that will help increase the success chances of the development project. Well, the same thing is true of the testing part of the project. The project management techniques can be applied to the testing part of the project. One of the reasons that it often has not happened that way is that testing is often not thought of as a project. Rather, testing is thought of as some kind of a task or some kind of a tag-along thing, and isn't accorded the attention or the identity of a project or a sub-project. So one of the things that increases success chances for testing, and in turn for the development project that testing is a part of, is to view the testing portion as a sub-project within the overall development project. And what that does is it provides a greater opportunity to apply proven project management techniques. Now, that also gives the opportunity then for not just the project manager, but also the test manager to learn how to use project management techniques and how to apply them to the testing specific activities. Now, having said that, I think you can understand why simply applying project management and management techniques will reduce some of the unnecessary additional risks that result when the project managers don't pay attention to testing. But merely managing testing like development is only part of the story. Because if the testing itself is not as effective and efficient as it needs to be, we're still going to be having an anchor dragging on the development project. And for many organizations, testing is considered to be something that impedes delivery. When we take a different approach, which I call proactive testing, we get some considerably different results. Different results in surprising ways. And proactive testing gives us the opportunity not only to deliver better systems and software, but actually to enable delivering them faster and cheaper. And that is certainly not the way that traditional testing is viewed. Traditional testing is seldom considered something that helps deliver projects faster and cheaper. Just the opposite. Traditional testing is often found to be an added burden, something that adds to the cost and adds to the time that delays delivery. Proactive testing is just the opposite. And because of that, managers, users, developers all have an opportunity to benefit from applying proactive testing concepts and techniques. So let me give you a couple of examples of how proactive testing can indeed enable faster, cheaper, as well as better delivery. The typical software development process positions testing at the end. And in many organizations, the testers don't even become involved until the code has already been written. When the code is written, it contains as many defects as it is going to contain. The maximum number of defects are in that code, which makes the challenge of finding them maximally difficult and maximally time-consuming and minimally capable. That is, because there are probably so many defects in the code, traditional reactive testing is unlikely to find a lot of them. They're not going to have the time, they're not going to have the wherewithal. And even though the testing, the reactive testing, is probably missing a lot of defects and not being aware that they are missing them, the defects that they do find, because they're finding them so late, those defects are going to take the maximum amount of time to fix. The later you find a defect, the harder it is to fix it. And the only thing that is going to take longer is a defect that is found in production. So defects that are found shortly before going into production take an enormous amount of time to fix. When we get proactive, we enlist a number of different approaches, one of which is that proactive testing uses techniques to find problems in the requirements and in the design before those problems get turned into code problems. When we examine the major source of problems in the code, problems in the finished system, about two-thirds of those problems are in the design. They are problems that a traditional or typical developer is unlikely to be aware of. Developers tend to implement the designs that they have, and they are very unlikely to be aware when the design is wrong. Testers tend to test that the design is implemented as designed. Testers also are unlikely to become aware of defects or problems with the design. So, defects that are detected by testers are certainly important, but very often the traditional, typical tester that's reacting to what's been delivered is unlikely to find defects that are in the design before the developer codes them. Those are the defects that find their way into production, which are so expensive and difficult to fix. Now, when we get proactive, we use a number of techniques that help catch defects before they get turned into code. They help catch defects in the requirements. They help catch defects in the design, so that those defects don't get turned into code defects. Now it's the cheapest way to deal with a defect is not to create it. And proactive testing provides mechanisms to do that. Now, some of those mechanisms are ones that people are pretty familiar with and pretty accustomed to. Requirements reviews, design reviews, And these are wonderful techniques, and we certainly advocate them. In fact, we've got more than I present courses and have written in my book, Discovering Real Business Requirements for Software Project Success. More than 21 ways to catch requirements errors. Okay, we also have more than 15 ways to catch design errors. But in addition, and those are review techniques. But in addition, proactive test planning and design can also catch numerous requirements and design errors before they get turned into code errors. So by applying proactive testing techniques to plan and design the tests as much as possible before the code is written, what happens is that we have special techniques that help identify risks which have been overlooked. And we identify, proactive testing starts by identifying big risks that have been overlooked. Big risks that are overlooked are a major cause of showstoppers and a major cause of overruns and customer dissatisfaction. Proactive testing uses special techniques. We'll see some examples of this in our seminar. That uses special techniques that spot many of the ordinarily overlooked big risks. And these risks are ordinarily overlooked because they're not in the design. Developers tend to code from the design, testers tend to test against the design. And things that have been left out of the design, developers tend to leave out of the code, and testers don't know to test for them. Well, by using proactive testing, test planning and design techniques, and proactive testing risk analysis and identification techniques, even without being involved in requirements reviews, even without being involved in design reviews, merely by doing a capable and competent proactive testing, planning, and design job, testers can not only develop a much more thorough set of tests, but also can identify major contributors to project overruns and project delays and dissatisfaction. Now, any project manager that I can think of can appreciate the value of not having all of that unplanned, unpredicted, unprovided for rework and fixing that results from all of the seeming changes to the requirements and design, which really are not changes to the requirements and design so much as changes to the awareness of what the requirements and design should be. Proactive testing, planning, and design techniques can help the project manager detect and prevent major source of these overruns. So, I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the questions and comments box below. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Robin Goldsmith. If there's a show you would like me to do, please send me an email and let me know. Thanks for your time. Remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. And I hope to see you and your colleagues in the other radio shows and in my seminars. So thank you very much.